We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Three, two, one. All right, we are back. What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back with you guys for another one. Hey, it is officially draft week, Derek. We are here.
Yeah!
We have made it. Hallelujah. It is time. We are finally going to get some answers. It's about time.
It's about time indeed.
Definitely want to do one final mock draft here before the Indianapolis Colts actually make their selections permanent for the 2024 NFL draft. So we are going to do that today. We're going to start with my mock draft today, and then Derek, you're going to have your mock draft dropping after mine. And so, guys, that's what we're going to be doing today. But before we do that, I just want to remind you that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to hop on over to prizepicks.com or use their mobile app to sign up. And you, when you do that, use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match. But Derek, let's jump right into this for the Indianapolis Colts 7-round mock draft for them. My final one, so our 4.0/final mock draft here. So let's do this without further ado. And Derek, just for the sake of this, I know we did a trade back last time. We're actually just going to do a full-on. The Colts stay at 15, and we're going to go from there. We never did get to the trade-up opportunity, so if this happens, none of this will matter. But with that being said, we're just going to stay at 15 with this one. So with the 15th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, Derek, I have the Indianapolis Colts taking wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. I mean, Derek, what can you say about Brian Thomas? 9.84 RAS score. He's got the size, 6'2", 210. He's got some of those traits that make him potentially be an elite type of wide receiver. I mean, Derek, the guy has pretty much everything you're looking for in a wide receiver, and the dude had 17 touchdowns. So, I mean, he is absolutely an incredible athlete. He's productive. And, Derek, when's the last time the Indianapolis Colts had a wide receiver, not even 17, let alone double-digit touchdowns? It hasn't happened in a long time. And so adding a guy like Brian Thomas Jr., I know this is a very much a fan-favorite type of pick here for him out of LSU. So obviously Malik Nabers, who has been rumored to the Colts as well, his teammate, and Derek, I think he would just add a ton of explosion to this offense right away and would really slot himself in immediately as that number two outside receiver with the potential to become that number one. So what are your thoughts here on Brian Thomas? I mean, there's a ton you can talk about, I know, with him, but I just kind of gave the bare bones there. Give me your thoughts on Brian Thomas at 15.
Yeah, you mentioned pretty much everything there is to love about Brian Thomas. I mean, the guy is a little bit of everything. I mean, he is a great overall package here. I think a lot of people get under the assumption that, hey, like, this was a guy that was second in the LSU offense. But again, when you have Malik Nabers, who is one of the top wide receivers in the entire nation, and on top of it, Brian Thomas was still able to do enough to consider himself broadly as a first round draft pick, you're doing something right. He has the size, the speed. and the production to match everything that goes with him, Cody. So this is not, this would not be a hard one. He would definitely be one of the players that I would say if the Colts wanted to stay at 15 and select that certain player at 15, Brian Thomas would definitely be one of them. Even if he has to potentially work on his route tree a little bit, he has all the intangibles to be able to do that. All right. And working alongside Reggie Wayne would be a fantastic thing to learn from someone as good as him. But his skill set really would help open up this Colts offense a lot. So, hey, if they're going to get Brian Thomas Jr. in 15, I would not be unhappy with it. So, nice pick there.
Thank you. Well, it's interesting because so many different places have a different size for him in terms of his height. The place that we drafted, PFN, they have him at 6'2", while ESPN has him at 6'4". So he's somewhere between 6'2 and 6'4". Regardless to say, he's a big wide receiver. He's big. He's tall. He's got the frame. And, Derek, he's got the production. I already mentioned last year what he did, but I'll just read out the stats to you. 68 catches, 1,177 yards, so 17.3 yards per catch, and 17 receiving touchdowns. That's not something to balk at, Derek. That is incredible that he had 17 receiving touchdowns. That's pretty darn good.
Yes, it is.
Indianapolis Colts. I mean, Derek, we've seen they struggled in the red zone with some of their guys. So can you imagine a scenario where you have Michael Pittman and Brian Thomas and a guy like Jelani Woods in the red zone? I mean, you got, and also you might throw Alec Pierce in there. He's 6'3". So like you have just this like Monstars type of lineup there in the red zone, dude. And I think you could do some really incredible things with Anthony Richardson, who, oh, by the way, is 6'4". You could do a lot of things there getting into the end zone. And I just think Brian Thomas would be a slam dunk pick here.
Oh, 100%. You're right. I mean, that amount of touchdowns, I mean, again, folks, if you just think about it, that's a touchdown per game in the NFL schedule. I mean, think of how insane that could be if you were doing that at an NFL level. Now, clearly, he won't be doing that at an NFL level, but you're right. Like, there's not many times that college wide receivers get that many touchdowns in a season. I don't even know. I don't remember if that's number one for the year, but I know it'd be pretty dang close if it was. But yeah, that's insane. Basically, every four catches he had resulted in a touchdown, Cody, which is absolutely and yeah, for every four catches, at least one of those was going to end up being a touchdown. So big play waiting to happen right there. He's got everything you could want in one. So hey, I wouldn't be upset by it. Not at all.
That was in what, 12, 13 games last year that he had 17 that's 12, touchdowns?
That's you're 12 like, games, yeah. Or 13. Yeah. I don't know if he played in his bowl game or not, but
he did. He had two receiving touchdowns in that one, I believe. Two receiving touchdowns in that game. I don't know if it was the bowl game or if it was the game next season. I don't really know exactly what that was, but I know he had received two receiving touchdowns in his final game as
well. Wouldn't have been the SEC. I don't think it was the SEC championship game because that was Georgia versus Alabama. So
okay.
Wouldn't have been that, but I know. I mean, again, just you've seen plenty of times where he's taken over games for sure.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt at all. And to answer your question, yes, he did lead the NCAA in receiving touchdowns with 17. I believe Marvin Harrison had 14.
Okay.
That's pretty stinking incredible that he did that. And Derek, this dude's only 21 years old. That's the crazy thing about it. He's only 21. So young type of guy that has the production. So yeah. And the athleticism to boot. So definitely love Brian Thomas here at 15. Now, Derek, I know this one's kind of going to be a little bit meh, but when it came down to the mock draft and to the, who was available, I kind of got in a spot where I had to take a player that I took last mock draft. But because they were the only one available at the position of need, right, that I personally felt like made sense for Indianapolis. You know, it's kind of funny. I kind of switched around. I did it a couple times to try to get the certain position, and it kept going over and over. You know, I went between Quinyon Mitchell and Brian Thomas there, at pick number 15. And then it felt like every time that I did that, the corresponding position that should have become available wasn't necessarily available. So this is the closest I could get. So in the second round, pick 46, I have the Colts going back to Max Melton again, taking him there, the cornerback out of Rutgers. Again, 5'11", 190, but still has a 9.09 RAS score. And Derek, we've already talked about him. He's big. He's physical. He's got a lot of athleticism that you like. And he's very, I think he's very good in that kind of burst initially. And he's got a lot of that explosiveness in him. And so I think that would be a great pick for Indianapolis to kind of add to that competition with, you know, especially for that number two outside corner position, you know, with guys like Dallas Flowers and obviously Jalen Jones, like just adding to that room to pair alongside Juju Brents. I like Max Melton here quite a bit, and he was the only legitimate cornerback here in round two at that spot that I felt like made sense for Indy. So I know we've talked about it before, but let's just briefly mention it again.
Yep. Max Melton. Hey, I couldn't be upset by it if they wanted to go with a corner in that second round. I mean, Max Melton's going to be one of those guys that's going to be up there, and he's got, just like Brian Thomas Jr., he's just got a little bit of everything with him, and you want to look at what guys can be, how good they can be, and Max Melton has really stood out, been one of the few key pieces for Rutgers that actually has stood out and has some good playing ability. So wouldn't be upset with Max Melton there in the second round if Indy was looking to have him to compete for that number two corner spot.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, let's continue on here then in round number three. And this guy became available again. I took him in one of my earlier mock drafts, but he became available again. And so I said, I have to take him. And that is Cole Bishop out of Utah. I mean, Derek, I keep going back to the RAS score for Cole Bishop and the need that the Colts have at safety. And to me, it just makes way too much sense for Indy to go to him. And he was sitting there as the best player on my board at the time. I know you took him in round two in your last previous mock draft, but somehow, some way, he was still available here. I was hoping. I saw his name. I was like, please, no team take him before me. And I got lucky enough. So pick 82 was Cole Bishop, you know, 6'2", 205, 9.88 RAS score. I mean, Derek, he just does a little bit of everything for you. He's got that athleticism. I think he will come in and immediately seriously compete for that free safety position. And I think that's something that you absolutely need, is just having, you know, somebody back there that can be position flexible, but also just has a ton of that athleticism as well that can compete, you know, with Nick Cross and Rodney Thomas at free safety. And that makes you feel a lot better. Like, you still have some serious athletic talent in there that, you know, because all three of these guys would be super athletic and guys that tested extremely well. So you have that, and you're just hoping that one, or maybe even hopefully a couple of these guys, can take a step here and kind of secure and lock down that number one free safety position. So talk to me about Cole Bishop here, Derek.
Yeah, if Cole Bishop were to fall to that far, I mean, that would be a no-brainer. Cole Bishop is definitely a really great player. Senior Bowl guy. So if anyone is wondering, yes, Senior Bowl instantly makes Ballard get a hard on for that one for sure. So that would be definitely a great play there for Indianapolis, because Cole Bishop, again, those Utah safeties, we always know they love the Utah safeties over there. They always play really well, and there's a lot of great things to like about Cole Bishop. He's a good athlete. There's a whole bunch of other things that go into it. But yeah, I think that for the third round would not surprise me at all. And, you know, it would not surprise me if Ballard does go back to back with defensive players multiple times in this draft, because, you know, that's what this defense, the defense definitely needs some more work. And if you can get somebody in there that, you know, could potentially compete for a starting job, if you're unable to get somebody at free safety to try to help you out, then, you know, that's just what you got to do. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, so pick number 117. Derek, I'm going all DBs in this draft. So I have the Colts going back to corner. I know maybe that might surprise some people, especially because we just made a video a couple of days ago about how we don't think corner is nearly as bad as maybe some people are thinking. But, Derek, I just think you can never have enough corners. I'm always of that mindset that, like, you're always looking for more guys because I just feel like it's just one of those positions similar to, say, offensive line. Like, you can never have too many guys in there that can seriously help your roster. And I don't think this guy necessarily needs to come in right away and necessarily make an impact. But I feel like we've seen Ballard take, you know, last year we saw him take 3 guys. Right. And that was even with Isaiah Rodgers still presumably on the roster. And he still took 3 guys. And Derek, since then, I mean, you're missing now him and Darius Rush. So I do think the Colts still are looking to add at some point at corner. And so for me, I know this is one of your favorite guys. Somehow he was still available. I have them taking Cam Hart out of Notre Dame in round 4. I don't know if he'll actually last this long, to be honest with you. But somehow he was sitting here in round 4. And I'm like, this dude's got talent. He's got athleticism. He's certainly got size. He's 6'3". So I had to add him here. You know, I traditionally in the last couple mock drafts I've probably gone more offensive line in this spot. But for me, I was like, let's just go all in on the defensive side of things. And let's go all in on adding just as much talent as you can, as much athleticism as you can, to just continue to kind of throw it at the coaching staff and let them develop these guys. And I think they've done a decent job with some of the guys that they brought in developing some of these guys, especially at corner. I mean, I thought that we saw some positive things last year from Brents and obviously Jalen Jones as well. And we also saw Dallas Flowers take a step from his first year. And so I'm like, just add more talent here. Just continue to build it upon itself. And also, Derek, just for the depth standpoint, I mean, we know how much that hurt the Colts last year with some of that lack of depth when, you know, Brents went down, when Dallas Flowers went down, and he had to play guys that honestly shouldn't have been on the field. So for me, it's like, yes, the talent, but also just the depth here makes a ton of sense. So I went Cam Hart here just for the athleticism and the fact that this is more of a BPA for me as opposed to a necessarily position of need here. But it still is a position that you always are looking to add to. So what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if the Colts took him in the third round, to be completely honest with you, because he's one of those players that I think that the Colts would say, there's the chance he could slip to the fourth round, but we kind of don't want to take the chance of him falling to that far because there's probably somebody that will do the same thing as us and think that there's, you know, a chance that he might be taken before us. So I think that for Cam Hart, if by some miracle that guy is still available in the fourth round, that would be one of the best picks of the entire third day. No question in my mind, because Cam Hart, in my opinion, is a late second, early third type of guy. But listen, we've seen round three guys, even in this last draft, Cody. Remember, Darius Rush, what was everybody saying about him, right? We took him in the fifth round, and everyone was talking about him being a round three guy. So there have been times where guys have had certain instances where it drops them. Maybe they don't interview well. Maybe there's something that in their game that people see that we don't and are like, man, I just can't get over this. So, you know, it could definitely be one of those sort of situations. So, I mean, I don't think he'll be there at round four, but on the off chance that he is, That might end up being one of the best picks that the Colts could possibly make, honestly.
Well, see, I feel like there's people all over the place on Cam Hart, which tells me nobody truly knows where he's going to go. Some people are saying he's a, you know, late day round two guy. Some people are saying he's a fourth round, fifth round pick. So, like, I've seen a little bit of everything. It's a very wide spectrum. So I wouldn't be shocked, like, if a guy like him fell a lot further than maybe we're thinking. Or there is a team that takes a chance on him. Like, I could go either way. In this instance, where he was available, he was still here, so I had to take him. I had no choice there. And I think that's what Ballard would feel as well if he is sitting there in round four. So for me, I have them going a lot of DBs here. Heck, I've had them go DB in three straight rounds, which I know might be surprising for some people, but I just personally felt like it was something they needed to go after. Now, moving on to the next round. So round number five, I do have the Indianapolis Colts actually going to their offensive line now and addressing it by going center. So I have them taking Bo Limmer out of Arkansas, the center. He's 6'4", 302, RAS score of 9.79, Derek. So while this guy could definitely get a little bit bigger, I do think that he has a lot of that athleticism you're looking for. And again, Derek, we've talked about trying to find some potential solutions for the center of the future. And while I don't think Limmer will have to really at all in year number one, I mean, hopefully not in year number one, have to really play much, I think it's just adding another guy, giving it to, you know, Tony Sperano. We know the work he did with Bernard Raimann last year. We know that he's had some success with some of these younger guys. So just give him an athletic guy that can do a lot of things, can move around, and just let him develop. That's kind of where I sit on the offensive line. And, you know, who knows? Maybe he can play some guard for you, too. I don't know where kind of what I know he probably didn't play a whole lot in college, but like maybe he'll have the opportunity to try some guard out and just adding just more talent in there. I'm always in favor of that, just like I said with corner. So I have them going here, a center here in round number 5 with Bo Lemmer. What's your thought on that?
Wouldn't hate that at all either. You and I talked about it in a recent video about Ryan Kelly. We kind of thought that, you know, there's the off chance that here soon the Indianapolis Colts are going to have to start thinking in the direction of, hey, like, Kelly may not be around for a lot longer. Even if they'd sign him to an extension, it's only going to be a couple years. So it's going to be one of those things. You got to look to try to find your center of the future. Not every center that's a first rounder is always the answer. So there can always be some good, solid options there. We know Ryan Kelly's had an injury history, so you always want to try to be prepared. And you're right, even if this guy might potentially be able to move to guard, maybe that is an important thing that he's able to do, provide that guard depth. Any chances you get to play, right? So not a bad pick there.
All right. Awesome. Let's continue on here, Derek. I have a couple more picks left here in the draft. So round 6 for the Colts, pick 191. I actually have them, and I know a lot of people have said, this is not a good draft for this, but I have him going to get a tight end here, Derek. And the reason I took this guy, Tip Raymon, out of Illinois is because he's 6'4", 270, and his RAS score, Derek, is a 9.92. So, and again, just another athletic guy to add to this room. And we've seen the Colts, feels like about every draft we've seen the Colts add some sort of tight end. I think really since 2021. I mean, 2021 was Kylan Granson. 2022 was Jelani Woods. 2023 was Will Mallory. So I see that trend continuing into 2024. And so I was looking around who was available around this time. And I was looking, I was like, oh, a tight end. Let's see. And I was like, yep, this is the pick for me because of that athletic traits that he has. And again, we've talked about how this tight end room has a lot of young talent. I want to continue to add to that talent and see what you can get out of it and see if one of the, or a couple of these guys even can potentially develop. And so for me, adding another tight end here made sense for the Colts. And I know probably some people would say, where's your running back? Well, there was really no running back here that would kind of meet the criteria for Chris Ballard. And so that's why I went here more of a tight end, kind of a different type of thought here, a different kind of process. But I was just like, add an athletic guy. And again, Derek, I mean, I am honestly, in looking at my draft, picking a lot of guys that are very athletic, because that's what the Colts have done the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like pretty much ever since Chris Ballard has been here, that's what they've gone off of, is a lot of those traits, a lot of those athletic abilities. And for me here, Raymon made a lot of sense for Indianapolis to go get here in round number 6.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, I mean, I know a lot of people probably look at that and be like, hey, you already got a lot of these athletic, inexperienced tight ends that you don't know anything about, but listen, at the end of the day, if you want to add to it, competition is always a good thing. And maybe that's another inclination that you get another good guy to be in there and you don't need to, you know, keep Molly Cox around, or if you can replace that production that you were giving someone else with him, then, you know, it just all depends. So would have maybe gone a different direction with it, but hey, listen, at the end of the day, see what happens with it.
Yes. Okay, and in round number 7, to finalize my final mock draft, I have the Indianapolis Colts actually taking a running back here, Derek. I have them taking out of Troy, Kamani Vidal out of Troy. 5'7", 215, Derek. And I know, like, when I look at him, he's probably the least athletic guy on this entire draft, but he's still an 8.8. So he's got athletic traits that you like in a lot of different ways. I mean, Derek, he is a guy that definitely in the last couple of years for Troy, he's been more of that workhorse type of running back. You know, he has a lot of good things that he does with this, you know, he did a lot of good things for Troy. He can catch the ball out of the backfield, which I think is definitely helpful as well And I think he's just a guy, Derek, that has a lot of good athleticism or a good acceleration. Like he can really accelerate when he gets the ball in his hands. And so I felt like this is a guy that a little bit smaller, a little bit shorter, but I do think, Derek, he's got some good weight on him. And I think he could definitely be a guy that could create some mismatches for the Indianapolis Colts. And so I saw running back as a need. I looked at him here and I said, this makes sense for me. What are your thoughts here on me adding this running back here to round it out?
All for adding a running back in this draft. And you know what? If it turns out to be a good number two running back, then we won't really say much in the end. So, hey, I'm glad you finally went with the running back.
Yeah, and he's very elusive. He's a very elusive type of guy. Like, he really is. So it just feels like he has a potential to get the ball in his hands to do some good things. Again, Derek, the guy's only 5'7". So he's a little bit short. He's a short guy, you know, but he's got a good frame around him. So I just think that would go really well with what the Indianapolis Colts, because we already know Jonathan Taylor is going to be that guy overall. But I think he could be a guy that you could just add to this running back room, let him compete, and see kind of how it plays out. So, guys, that'll do it for my mock draft. Final mock draft, I should say. 4.0. Let me know your thoughts overall on my final mock draft. Again, I'll read it here. So I have the Indianapolis Colts in round number one, going Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU. Round two, Max Melton out of Rutgers, cornerback. Round three, Cole Bishop, the safety out of Utah. Round four, Cam Hart, the corner out of Notre Dame. Round five, Bo Limmer, the offensive lineman out of Arkansas. Round six, Tip Riemann, sorry if I messed that up, tight end out of Illinois. And then to finalize it, round seven, I have the Colts taking Kimani Vidal out of Troy. So, guys, let me know your thoughts overall on my final mock draft. That'll do it for this one, guys. Thank you so much. And as always, guys, go Colts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.